My name is Christopher Springer. Thanks for joining us. The United Kingdom has formally launched the process of leaving the European Union. In Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk receiving a letter earlier today from British Prime Minister Theresa May, triggering that divorce. In London, May told Parliament that Brexit was an opportunity for the UK to become stronger and fairer.
Prime Minister Theresa May made history today, sealing Brexit and thereby radically changing the course of Great Britain. After signing the letter to trigger the two-year process of Britain's exit from the European Union, she addressed MPs at Westminster.
The Article 50 process is now underway, and in accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. This is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back.
Theresa May said that given Britain's goal to control immigration, the UK can't remain a part of the EU single market. Outside, Brexit opponents staged a protest. They had hoped to stop the process from becoming a reality, but in the end, their push was unsuccessful. The formal notice from London was met with sadness in Brussels.
After all, most Europeans, including almost half the British voters, wish that we would stay together, not drift apart. As for me, I will not pretend that that I'm happy today.
Get on with it, Ray. Just across the street from the EU Council building, UK Independence Party members were in a better mood. They gathered for a celebration in style, with champagne and a cake with candles spelling out Article 50.